our next speaker, who is always encouraging the staff to not only supervise the products, make sure they're kosher, but also to disseminate kashrus expertise and education to consumers who today, the people who are eating kosher, not only want to eat kosher, but they want to understand what kosher is all about. So it's through his initiative and foresight and the vision that we're able to present these programs. It's a great comment for me to introduce our Rav Menachem Genach Shlita, who will be speaking about something that's nageya to the parsha we just read. He will be speaking about Boster B'cholov, the Isser Bishol, and the Isser Hanoah. Rabbi Genach Shlita.
In this week's parsha, as Rabbi Grossman mentioned, we have the lav of Boster B'cholov, Lo Savashel Gedi B'chalev Imo. And the Gemara points out that Lo Savashel Gedi B'chalev Imo, Rice and Kulin, is mentioned three times in the Torah. The Gemara says, Echad L'Issa Achila, Echad L'Issa Hanoah, Echad L'Issa Bishol. So the reason, and the Torah oath doesn't use the Lashon Achila. It's derived from Los Havashel, Gediva Chalevimo, that you're not allowed to cook it. And the reason for the Achila, Achila is derived from the Lashon Los Havashel. And therefore, since Achila is not mentioned, the halacha is that Bosel B'cholov is also even Shalom Kederach Achila, because Achila is not mentioned. So it's Bosel B'cholov and Klai Perim, where Achila is not mentioned, it's also even Shalom Kederach Achila. Now, in Boser B'cholov D'Oraisa, in order for it to become Boser B'cholov, it requires that it be cooked together, the meat and the milk together. If something wasn't cooked together, but was just combined together, for example, kavush, the meat soaked in milk for 24 hours, so it's not Boser B'cholov D'Oraisa, it's only Boser B'cholov D'Rabbanan. There's a basic difference between Boser B'cholov D'Oraisa and Boser B'cholov D'Rabbanan. Of course, one is D'Oraisa, one is D'Rabbanan. One is Malkus for, one is only D'Rabbanan. But also, Boser B'cholov, we pass that Boser B'cholov D'Rabbanan is neither Osa Bahanor nor is an Issa Bishul. So therefore, let's say it was chicken and milk cooked together, it would not be, there'd be no Issa Bishul and there'd be no Issa Hanor. Or if it was kovash, meat and milk, soaked for 24 hours. So normally, this is the Ramos and Shulchan Aruch, that kovash works with the rice. If I took chaz and I soaked it together with kosher meat for 24 hours, so the meat would become non-kosher. That's a derisa din. But if it was meat and milk that was cooked together, it wouldn't be osa with the rice, because Boser B'cholov, that's only Boser B'cholov Drabonon, and Boser B'cholov Drabonon is not osu bahanor, it would be osu b'achila, but it wouldn't be osu b'diraisa, it would only be osu b'drabonon, and therefore there'd be no isa hanor. Another halacha that's required in Boser B'cholov, and this is all stated in Siman Pei Zayin Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Boser B'cholov, is that in order for Boser B'cholov to be osu b'diraisa, the meat and the milk have to be of a kosher variety. That means to say, if I were to take kosher meat and horse milk, or horse meat and regular milk, kosher milk from a cow, and cook it together, that's not Boser B'cholov. It has to be a kosher species. The Torah has a slight, the way the Torah phrases it, he phrases the halacha that Boser B'cholov, if it's a min tome, it's only osu midrabbanan. The shach is already bothered. What do you mean it's osu midrabbanan? First it's osu midiraisa because of tamki, because of the, like, I cook pork with milk. So what do you mean it's only osu midrabbanan? So the Bach suggests that the Tur is of the opinion that non-kosher meat, I mean non-kosher in terms of a non-kosher species, and milk, if you cook them together, true, they don't create Boser B'cholov D'Oraisa, but they do create Boser B'cholov D'Rabbanan. What's the difference? It's already Osa D'Oraisa because of the Tam Chaza, but the difference would be a difference according to the Mechaber as relates to the halacha of Chticha Nasas Nevela. That when you require 60, in order to mevatel it, you need 60 against it, so the both the cholov and the basav, basav cholov, create one entity of isur. That's the definition of basav cholov. And the Bach is saying that even if it's a mid tummy, it is basav cholov. Just it's only basav cholov rabbanon. So you'd need shishim not only against the non kosher meat, but also the combined cheese or milk that's cooked with it. According to the Shita Mechaber, that you only say p'tich nas and avela by basav cholov, not by shari sur. So I want to just first of all demonstrate this actually has ramifications for us. A shiloh that came up, which many of you are familiar with, that there was a lot of discussion about it, but you might not be familiar with all the facts related to it. And this is the shiloh. The as you know, veal, or you might not know, veal, which are young calves, are fed a very meager diet of... And it's milk with some proteins mixed together. Those proteins come from non-kosher animal sources. They can come from pig, non-kosher species. They can also come from nivalis and trephus. So if the issue as relates to veal is this. Veal, these calves... The reason they're given this meager diet is this makes because of this they don't get a lot of exercise and so on. That's why some people complain about it in terms of tzar bel chayim, but that's valid or not is a separate discussion. And the muscles tend to atrophy, and they don't become strong, and therefore that's why the veal is soft, especially in terms of white veal. And now the question is: this veal is being fed almost exclusively this diet. Now the milk and the meat components, the meat enzymes and meat proteins that are mixed with this, they're usur. Are they basar b'cholov or not? So, and the halacha is that if an animal subsists completely on non-kosher, so the animal itself becomes non-kosher. It's a din d'rabbanan. This machloik is exactly how, what does it mean? The Ramah says, even if the animal only eats macholos asus, let's say it's a carnivorous animal, all it eats is non-kosher, is some kind of meat product that's non-kosher. And that's all it eats. So the animal will be non-kosher. The shach limits that only to isui hanor. So let's deal with the shach at this point. So according to the, if what this calf is eating is basar b'cholov and basar b'cholov is asur b'hanor, then the calf and the veal are also asur. So how do we eat veal? What's the heter? So there are one of the tzadim l'heter is this. There are two possibilities. One is we have to see how they make this this product. The way they make it is they're made into pellets of these meat ingredients with the milk. The farmer then takes them, and at that point apparently there was no bishul. He mixes that. He puts water into a trough, hot water. He pours this nutrients for the calf into a trough, and there's hot water, and he puts hot water into the trough. So we don't have real bishul device, but the trough is a klisheni. So, and when you put the pellets in, though it's being cooked, physically, al pi halacha, klisheni is not mevashel, so it doesn't create basar b'cholov. So if there was no cooking with yiraisa, so it's not basar b'cholov yiraisa, it's only basar b'cholov drabanu, which is not asur b'hanor, and we have the shach to rely on, that what? That it's only basar b'cholov drabanan, which is not asur b'hanor. Hanor means, if asur b'hanor means that you can't derive any benefit from it, it's only asur midrabanan. So it'll be mutter b'hanor, and therefore, according to the shach, the veal is not a problem. There's also another tzad l'heter, and that is that many of the meat components or the enzymes that are used in this, or the, not just enzymes, the proteins are derived from non-kosher species. Well, if it's a non-kosher species, that's not basar b'cholov d'oraisa, and once again, it's not asur b'hanor. So I want to tell you this ironic conversation I had with somebody who was head of the veal industry. I said, I posed this issue to him. And I said, listen, what we would like you to do is this. You know, if you're using the proteins that you're getting, if you're getting it from regular animals, from cows and so on, do you mind, instead of using cows, you're getting those proteins from pig? And that way we wouldn't have, because then it's a min tomei. I'm going to get in a second and talk about what if it's an anka, trephis and velus and trephis. So this fellow said, Rabbi, let me get this straight. Your cautious request to me is, you don't want us to use Elsie the cow. You want us to use pig. I said, exactly. So, and because, you know, for the uneducated in this area, pig is the avia vos, and so you want me to use pig instead of, so, and but the rationale behind it, of course, was because pig is a min tame, it won't create bosa b'cholov. According to most poskim, according to the Shach, it won't even create bosa b'cholov drabanon. According to the Bach, as I mentioned before, it'll be bosa b'cholov drabanon, but bosa b'cholov drabanon is still not osa b'hanoah. If it's not osa b'hanoah, according to the Shach, so the, even if the veal calf subsists completely on this, it won't be osa. There's another tzadla heta which that's worth mentioning. That is that Rav Moshe Feinstein holds that it's not. It's only when the shach says isur hanoah, it doesn't mean isur hanoah. It means only avodah zorah. If the animal eats only avodah zorah, because avodah zorah is tof is domim, then it will become also osur. But if it's other isur hanoah, since it's digestion and so on, that's not considered that it's that the animal itself will become osur. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the Issa Bishul and the Issa Hanor. You know, people don't realize this, but you're not only not allowed to eat Basar B'cholov, you're not allowed to cook Basar B'cholov. And that's because, of course, the Torah says, Lo Sevashel Gedi B'chalev Yimol. But if it's Basar B'cholov Drabonim, then you are allowed to cook it. I had a man who I looked up to very much, I was very friendly with him. His name was, many of you may know the name, Rabbi Moshe Bezdin, Zichron Levracha. He was the founder of then what was called the JSP program at Yeshiva University, which really was the forerunner of the Baal Tshuva Yeshivas. Very special person. I want to tell you a story. He just told me the story, but it's not related to my Basar B'cholov. You may forget everything that I spoke about the Basar B'cholov Shir today, but this story you'll remember. This is a true story. He told me the story that during World War II, he was in the Aleutians. He was a chaplain in the Aleutians. And a soldier, a Jewish soldier, had KP duty. And he came to Rabbi Bezdin and asked him, am I allowed to cook the cheeseburgers? So it's a little bit of a shaila. So he told him like this. If the cheeseburger is made from pork, once again, so then there's no problem, because there's no issue bishul on, because that's not possible chol, it's a min tamer. If it's nevelus and trefus, there's still an issue bishul. We're going to talk a little bit about the issue achil and issue anor, but there's still an issue bishul. And then there's another issue, and that is, which Kivega talks about, the Kili Mashor talks about, in terms of the issue bishul, if something is already cooked and you're reheating it, is that involved in the Issa of Bishul Basar B'cholov? So we know in Hilchos Shabbos, if something is a solid and it's already been cooked, so ain't Bishul Acha Bishul. What's the halacha by Basar B'cholov? That's why it's ain't Bishul Acha Bishul. So Kivega says that so this is really a shaila. Kivega assumes that, from Kivega it seems that there is Bishul Acha Bishul, because he says if something was kovush and you created Basar B'cholov, you should be careful not to cook it afterwards, because then it'll be Bishul. Mashma from Kivega that if it was already Mavushul, there'd be no problem. See, the issue whether Bishul Acha Bishul applies, and this is Machlok Shoshan, there's a bit of Gershon about this in Chulin, but whether Bishul Acha Bishul applies to Basar B'cholov depends on the nature of the Issa of Bishul by Basar B'cholov. Is if the Issa Bishul is like on Shabbos to do the Maisha Bishul, so then ain't Bishul Acha Bishul like in Hilchos Shabbos. But if the Issa Bishul is also because the Issa is not just Bishul, It's Bishul because through Bishul I've created Basar B'Cholav. I've created the Chefetz Basar B'Cholav. Well, if it was already Basar B'Cholav, by re-cooking it, I'm not doing anything else, anything new. It's already Basar B'Cholav. So then there'd be no Isa Bishul Acha Bishul. And then there'd be a difference in Hilchos Shabbos. The Gemara Shlomo Eger points this out. So for example, let's say it was milk with meat in it, right? And it's liquefied. So in Hilchos Shabbos, what would be the halacha? We would be machmir, right? Because ein bishalach habishul, but by davalach we're machmir. So there is a bishalach habishul. But here, if the definition is creating basar b'cholav, right? So I did create basar b'cholav, but if it's for the ma'aser bishul, davalach there would be. Or let's say something, the meat was cooked previously, and it was cheese that was cheap. Previously cooked, right? Like the mozzarella cheeses is cooked. And then I cook them together. So in Hilchos Shabbos, I'd be potter, because in each one there was already ma'aser bishul. But over here in Hilchos Basar B'Cholav, if the definition is to create Basar B'Cholav, so then what? It would be awesome because you created Basar B'Cholav. And could be then the halacha, ain't bishul acha bishul by Shabbos, maybe a halacha because it's a halacha meleches machshavos, maybe. So it's a special Shabbos halacha. Maybe it doesn't apply in Basar B'Cholav. So this discussion about Bishul Achabishul is a discussion in Achrayim. Reb Shlomo Eger there, Reb Kivega's son speaks about it, and Reb Kivega talks about it. There's a Ramah that's mashma that there is Yochayiv even by Bishul Achabishul in Basar B'Cholav. Reb Kivega assumes otherwise. So there's some discussion about it. So I think Rabbi Bezin told me that he told this soldier also, depends. If you're just reheating this, you know, if you're the one who cooked it to start with, you got to get out of KP duty. And then he would, you know, I think he'd facilitate that for him for religious reasons. But if it's just, you know, you're reheating the cheeseburgers, right, to give to the soldier, so that's Bishul Acha Bishul, then it would be, in that circumstance, would be mutter. Just in terms of the Shaila, it's interesting to note. It says, Lo Sevashel Gadiva Chalevi Mo, three times in the Torah, right? If you look in Targum Unkelus, in all three times, it says, Lo Teichlu, don't eat. I mean, the Pshutel Shemikra, Targum Unkelus always ties to the Pshutel Shemikra. I mean, the Poshep Shat is, it should say, Lo Sevashelum. At least one of them should be Lo Sevashelum. He always says, Lo Teichlu. Because it may be that the definition of the Isur Bishul is because it creates a Chefetz of Basar B'Cholav, the Gabi the Achila. So that's why he always interprets it as Lo Teichlu. If that's the rationale in Targum Unkelus, then Bishul Acha Bishul would be Mutav, even by Dovalach, because it's already been Osav Achila. You haven't created, you know. If the definition of the Isha Bishul is to create a Chefetz of Basar B'Cholav that's Osav Ba'Achila, that's already been done. And that's what the Targum is being meramez that, hinting to it, by translating it each time, Lo Seichlu. I just want to just parenthetically now tell you the story that Rabbi Bezin told me. Rabbi Bezin's younger brother, many of you may remember the name Rabbi Eid Bezin, Allah Shalom, Zachon Avrocha, he wrote some books about the Rav. He was raised by his older brother Moshe, because there was another brother who had some lung. I'm not sure exactly what it was, but he had to, maybe it was tuberculosis or something. His mother took him to Arizona to some kind of rehabilitation program. And Moshe raised Abe. He was the older brother. So Abe got married during the war in Chicago. So who did he want to be his Masadik Dushin? His brother, Rabbi Moshe Bezin. And Rabbi Bezin arranged that he was going to be at the Chasana. He was, of course, as I said, a chaplain of the Aleutian Islands, right off Alaska. But there was one flight on and off the islands each day. And he was well in time, you know, to get that flight to go to the wedding. As he's at the airport, and he hears that there's a plane coming in with incoming wounded. So he had enough time, so he went and he saw the last of some of the wounded, and there was a Jewish name, Greenbaum. I think the name was Greenbaum, who was one of the wounded, and so he wanted to see, to tend to him spiritually. He goes to this soldier, says, "Are you this is a soldier, Greenbaum? Yes. Are you Jewish? No. Greenbaum, you know." So Moshe finally has a conversation with him. At the end, he acknowledges that he's Jewish begrudgingly, obviously an alienated Jew. But by the time Moshe left him, he already said Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Baruch Hashem, this soldier recovered from his wounds, and he became a lifelong friend of the Beis Din. He didn't become exactly an Orthodox Jew, but he was always a traditional Jew, and I think he said he lived in Seattle. And then Moshe ran back to make his flight to go to his brother's wedding, to Misad Kedushin at the wedding. He just missed that flight because he took care of the soldier, but he was Makar of that soldier. That flight, that crashed. There were no survivors. Coming back now to Bas V'Cholov, back from the illusions. So we dealt with the issue now of Bas V'Cholov in terms of the Isha Bishul and the Isha Hanor. What's the halacha if it's not a min tamei? Because the Torah says Gedi is a kosher species. What if it's a kosher species, but it's a trefa, an aveilah, wasn't geshochten? What's the halacha as relates to the Isha Hanor then? So the Dogel Mavada is the Noidi Behuda and the son of Shulchan Aruch. He quotes a famous Rambam. I mean, the Rambam is famous Rambam because the Dogel Mavada made it famous. But the Rambam in the Perush Mishnah. It's not in Furush in the Rambam in the Yad HaZaka, but it's a Rambam in the Perush Mishnah is in Priestess, the third parak in Priestess. And the Rambam says like this, that if I take trefas or nevelas and I cook it with milk, so the Mishnah says, in terms of the Issa Bishul, I was over on the Issa Bishul. Is it Osa Bachila? So it says the Issa Chila, the Rambam says it's not Osa Bahanor. Why is it not Osa Bahanor? Because he says the Isa Hanor is not of Basav Cholov, or the Isa Achil of Basav Cholov is not Chal on the Isa, will not take effect on the Isa of Nevela Trefa. That's a principle we have, Ain Isa Chal al Isa. And since the Isa Hanor, I was waiting for the Beit Dovah's night, and here I am, it's me. Okay. That was Beethoven again. So the Isa Hanor, the Ram says, is not Chal. Because since the Isa Achil is not Chal, the Isa Hanor is not Chal. So the Mishnah says if it was Hektish, which is also Bahanor, and it was Chal on these Nevelas and it's about Korbin, was Chal on the Isa Chelev. So you don't say Ein Isa Chal Al Isa. The Isa Hanor is an Isa Mosif, and it is Chal. So why don't you say also over here it's an Isa Mosif? So I'm going to be masmit to you. So the Ram says this is an Akuda HaNeflor, and the Ram is to distinguish between these two. Now I'm going to tell you what the Rambam says through the interpretation of the Rav Soloveitchik Rav Racha. He said that the Chiluk is like this: Isa Hanor by Hektish is directly in Isa Hanor. So if, let's say, the Isa Hektish, the Isa Me'ila, is Chal on Isa Chelev, and it's Chal on the rest of the animals, so it's Chal on the Isa Chelev also, because it's in Isa Mosif. But by Bosa B'cholov, but the Rambam's Shita is, this is Machloek Shoshan, but the Rambam is of the opinion that, generally speaking, you're not like of Isui Hanor by Malchol Sarsuris. Because we learn most Isui Achila of the Isa Hanor is derived from Lo Socho, or Lo Yochol, according to Babu. And since the Isa Hanor is like a Lav Tafel, a derivative of the Isa Achila, there's no Malchus. So the Ram, in other words, the Ram says like this: since the Isa Achila is not Chal, why is it not Chal on Treifus? En Isa Chal al Isa. So the derivative Isa Hanor can't be Chal either. Because there is no, because En Isa Chal al Isa. And the Isa Hanor is a Hamshacha, is an extension of the Isa Achila. Masha Enkin, but that's not the case by Hektish. Hektish is directly Osabano. It's not a derivative of the Isa Achila. So therefore, the Isa Achila, the Isa Achila of Chelev, will not in any the Isa Hanor that's chal on the rest of the animal, or that's chal even on the Chelev, is considered an Isa Mosif to make it an Isa Mosif is chal. But anyhow, the Rambam's opinion, and that's the Rambam's remarkable point, is the Rambam himself defines it in the Kudah HaNiflo. So the Dokum of Vavah says, therefore, since we don't know that the Rishon that explicitly disagrees with the Psak of the Rambam, therefore we can rely on the Psak of the Rambam to give, let's say you have, you know, they make this for dogs, cheeseburgers for dogs, right? Can you buy cheeseburgers in a store to feed to your animal? Well, if it's osu b'hanor, then you can't give it to your animal. But if it's only osu b'hachila, right? The Torah says in the country, l'kelv tashlichem, so you should feed it to your dog. So the Dabur Mavava says, if it's just treifus nevelus, so then we have the Rambam's principle, ein isa chal al isa, and therefore the Isa Hanor, which is a derivative of the Isa Achila, is also not Chal, and you would be permitted to feed it to your dog. And the Dogma of Vava says, since we don't know anybody who's Chaylik on the Rambam, that if he holds like the Rambam, lo hifsid. The Chassam Sofer disagrees with this Dogma of Vava, and he says that there are others, he quotes a Rashba and others, that disagree with the Rambam, since it's Machlok Rishonim, and Isa Hanor by Bosu B'chol is a divisor, it's kedai to be machmer. But according to the Rambam, which the Dogma Vava holds like, you don't have to be machmer, and if something is even also nevelus and treifus, then it would, the Isa Hanor would not be chal. Well, the Rambam sheet, and the Dogma Vava holds like halacha, we pass like the Rambam, is another sniff lakula in terms of the issue that we began with, the fee that they give to calves, which is, even if it would be the Velus and Treifus and that pig, even after my exhortation to the Veal Society, it's still, according to the Rambam, it's Eini Sechal Alis, so it's not Osu B'Hanor, and if it's not Osu B'Hanor, even though it's Batsu B'Cholov, D'Yeraisa, because you'd be over the Isa Bishul, but there'd be no Malkus for the Isa of eating this Treifus and the Velus that was cooked in milk. I just want to just mention one interesting thing, just for the lumdom amongst you. This svar of the Rambam, and I think the Pimagodim is bothered by this in his abdomen, in the Psicha, he says this issue is not so obvious, because we're familiar with the phrase Eini Sechal al Isa. But there's a question, what does it mean, Ein Isa Chal al Isa? Does it mean that the second Isa is not Chal at all, that doesn't take effect at all? Or it means that you're not looking for it, but the Isa is there. So the Chore, they quote a Raya from the Gemara in Yevamos that Ein Isa Chal al Isa doesn't mean that the Isa is not Chal at all. Because the Gemara says, we have a general principle, Halacha, which nowadays in America is generally observed in the breach, but is Ein Kovim Tzadik Eitzel Rosh. And not only Ein Kovim Tzadik Eitzel Rosh to derive it in, even a relative Tzadik, or a relative Rosh, I should say, next to another. If somebody's a Rosh Gomer, did more Averis, and the other one's less, you can't bury the two together. So one says, Ein Isa Chal al Isa, but if one person did an Isa B'Shleimus, and did both, he ate Chazer, or he ate Treifus, and he ate Basa B'Cholov. And the other one is a Moshe. And the other one ate Bus of a cholov, neftreifus, which was cooked with the milk. So, and another person only ate treifus. So the one who had treifus and nevelus that were cooked, he's a bigger rasha. ate Issa Chal Issa. They only ate, both of them were only Issa over on the Issa Trefer. Now you see, the Issa is Chal, but you're not like him, because it's not Chal Mishle Musa. So if it's not Chal, why can't it, why does it also incorporate and encompass the Issa Hanor? So apparently the answer is like this. It's not just Ein Issa Chal Issa. That's the Lashon of Gemara. The Rav said, the Pshat is like this. Ein Issa Chal Issa. But it's not Chal Mishle Musa. So it's still called Legabi Nikba Ben Rishon Gemurim. He's still called the Rosh HaGomer. But there's a deficiency in the Issa, and therefore that's why it's not just the Ptur Malkus, Ptur Unshin. There's a deficiency in the Issa. And that deficient, diminished Issa cannot encompass the Issa Hano, or generate the Issa Hano. The Pisrei Tshuva mentions an interesting Shaila. He says that they used to have, you know, the candles were made out of, you know, schmaltz, meat schmaltz. So Pisrei Tshuva quotes from the Shaar Ephraim, Chemosh in his Bashka, but David Shel Bosser, Ben Yomo, Osd Lahadik Lahar Habayis, Mitam Shel Osd Bahanor. He says, if this schmaltz, this meat schmaltz, was cooked in a milchix pot, so that creates, and it's ben yomo, so it creates bosa b'cholov, and you can't use it, those candles, to light the house because of the Issa Hanor. However, he says, He says, it'll be also even to light Hanukkah candles with them. Right? Tel Shiva sent you out these. I don't know if they still send them. But I remember when I was going. What? They stopped. Okay. So, they sent out kosher candles. But let's say, that, you know, somebody would send you these candles. He says, you're not allowed to light, use them for candles. I'm mitzvah slavle honest. I don't have hanor from it. The purpose of mitzvah is not to have hanor. Right? So, he's, so, oh, after this year. All right. So he says for a different reason. Let's say he liked it. Okay, after the shiur. So if it's lit more than the 18 minutes, okay. So he says then it's still also because the Ner Chanukah requires a certain shiur. How long does it have to light Ner Chanukah? So we say chatzi shiur, right? That's the kechatzi shiur, the Rambam says, about a half hour. So there's a certain shiur that you need for Ner Chanukah. The Ram says a half an hour. Where the Mokka of the Ram is a question, the half hour. So if there's a shiur, we have a principle, Ksusa Mech the Shiur. If somebody takes a lulav and it's made from an Asherah tree, which is a tree that was worshipped for Avodah Zorah, so we have a principle, Ksusa Mech the Shiur, since it's destined to be destroyed and burnt, well, and therefore it doesn't have the... If something requires a certain measure, it's considered like it's ground up. But literally, I mean, ksuse mech shirer, it's all ground up, and it doesn't have the shear. So he says here also, it won't have the shear because it's basa b'chol, it's also b'anor, and therefore you don't have the shear of chatzi shor for the Chanukah candles. This taina that he has is not such a davar pasha for two reasons. First of all, it's not so clear that the shear of a, let's say, according to Chatzi Shor, is a shear the cheftz of the ner. Reb Chaim says in his sefer that the Rambam says that if you made a, you know, the definition of a Shus HaYochid for Shabbos is that it has walls around it, right? How high do those walls and mechitzas have to be? 10 tefachim. So the Rambam says, if you'll make those walls out of from Asherah wood, it'll still be Rishus HaYochid. The Rambam disagrees. So what about the halacha of Ksusim Mech Shurel? So Chaim explains in the Sefer, the shear of 10 tefachim, it's not a shear, as is the case by Lulav, that there's a certain shear for tefachim in the Hefcha of the Lulav. It's a shear in the makom. The makom has to be mukav, has to be surrounded. so that people can't, you know, pass through that place. That's what makes it Shushayofim, that there's no Drisa Sababim, that people can't walk through. It's not a thoroughfare. So it doesn't make, the Shia is not the Chefza, it's a Shia in the Mokum, that the Mokum should move. So Chaim says, that's why the Ram thinks it's not what, as opposed to the Ram, Ksus Mechshire would not apply. I heard from the Rabbi said, if it were Mechitzis of Sukkah, where the Shia is not just in the Mokum, but in the Mechitzis, Taki would say Ksus Mechshire. However, so here also, one could argue that the shear in the Hanukkah candle, it's not a shear in the heft of the Hanukkah candle. It's a shear in the Maisa Hadlaka that has to last a half hour. So you wouldn't say Shushimech Shireh. The other time that we can have on this, just parenthetically, is that the Halacha of Shushimech Shireh, the Gemara says it by Avodah Zorah. It doesn't say it by Yisur Hanor per se. Bosu B'cholov is also B'hanor. But there's no mitzvah to destroy Basar B'cholov. The halacha is only to, you know, you can't have hanor from it. You bury it, get rid of it. But there's no mitzvah ibur. So if there's no mitzvah ibur, it's not a avodah zarah. Maybe in general you don't say the principle of ksusei mechshireh. Now, in the Isa Basa B'cholov, it says in Shulchan Aruch, and this is Yerushalmi, that Hamavushun v'Hamavushul b'chamei tveri ein lokan olav, v'chein ha'mavashul basa b'meich cholov, or b'cholov meso, or b'cholov zocha, and so on, that ein lokan al chilas mishum basa b'cholov. That if you cook, the Yerushalmi says, m'ushun means something that's smoked. So the Yerushalmi has a suffix, whether something that is smoked is called bishul, we call it tarkula. So therefore, in Shulchan Aruch we paskin, it's a suffix in the Yerushalmi. So therefore, ma'ushalim b'chamit, or if it's cooked, b'chamit tferia, the hot springs of tferia, whether that's called machloikis tanoim, whether that's called bishul or not. What's the source of the heat? Is that considered bishul? Is it actually heated by like fire, a peak, you know, the gates of Gehenna, or is it not? So that's a shail in general. How do we classify that chamei tveria? And therefore, since there's a suffix, you don't give malchus. Malchus, even though we don't give malchus, we don't have a bez that gives malchus nowadays. But whether there's malchus or not is relevant, because if a person is over on an isa sheyesh bo malchus, he's posel eidus. So it's not so okay here, legabi malchus. We're not going to give malchus anyhow. But if he did it b'mezid, is he considered posel eidus or not? So if there's no malchus, he wouldn't be postulatus. This issue of Ma'ushan spills out into other areas of Sufi Yerushalmi, not only here as relates to Basar B'cholov, but it has consequences also as relates to Bishul Akum. That the halach is that Ma'ushan is, since Ma'ushan is a Sufi, whether it's called Bishul or not, as relates to Basar B'cholov, So on Bishul Akum, we're making of its Ma'usha. What does Ma'usha mean is a shaila in Poskim. Does Ma'usha mean smoked? Like, for example, salmon is smoked, but it's a cold smoke, at least the good salmon, so coming from Norway. America is actually a different story. So that's not Bishul Akum. Because we're making, since Bishul Akum is only Drabonim, those are the issue we're making. What if something is cooked in a hot smoke? And here, a Ma'usha. That's a shaila in Poskim. Vaji Yosef is makel about it. There are many Poskim, Rabbi Shalom and others. Moshe Feinstein was a machmeh. He thought if it's cooked in steam, that would be bishul. There's a raya here, which my time has expired, so I don't have time to develop it. But for the preacher here, it would seem that we're speaking about a hot smoke. Good, because otherwise, if it's a cold smoke, how did it become bishul as relates to basar b'cholov? Because ma'ushan, even tzli, is not, you know, roasting is a shaila in poskim, whether that's called bishul agabi basar b'cholov. Machlos Rashi and Tosfos in Sanhedrin. So kal v'chomer that ma'ushan should not be. So it would seem that this is that Usha may be in fact speaking about something hot, not something simply a cold smoke that tempers the meat. For Basar B'Cholov, it says in Shulchan Misha Omer, the Suvi de Chalba, Einem B'Chol Mei Cholov, for Osim in HaTorah. Because Mei Cholov is only Osid Rabbanon, and Mei Chol may be mutter to completely. So in Shulchan Aruch it says, what does he mean by Nesuv, what is Mei Cholov? So the Mechaba says that Nesuv de Chalba, and the Mamor explains as the Cholov, Mismat says, we keep on Hagvina. It sounds like that's the way which is made, comes off when you make cheese. That might be Cholov Midiraisa, again the Nafkaminas that we spoke about. Further derivatives are only also Drabonon, and further derivatives after that may only be also, maybe also even less than the Drabonon, maybe Mutter completely. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay. Is it true that you're saying that smoke equals steam? Yes, I said that's a machlokes. In other words, that's meushin could even include something that's cooked in steam. So therefore, gabi bishalakum, if something is cooked in steam, according to many poskim, that's what I call it, it would be mutter. Okay. What's another question? What about a bar of soap? What are the ingredients? And I don't want it to. What it is? Can I use it anyway? So the answer is like this. Offhand, a bar of soap is nitzel machila. So you can. I mean, if you're going to eat it, for sure there's not a shayla. Right. But it really depends how it was made. If it was nitzel machila at the beginning, then. You know, bar of soap that happens, because there usually isn't milk in the soap. There is tallow, but if there would be milk also in it, and meat, you know, chalev and the milk, that, since it's nifsa machila completely, so it might be mutter, but it really depends how it's made, because even shaloka derech achila, as I mentioned at the beginning of my talk, bas b'chol is also. I'll just tell you something which I heard from the Rav. The Rav said that his great grandfather, his namesake, the Beis Halevi, would always use kosher soap to wash his hands, because he was choshi. The Rabbeinu Tam says that we say sicha kishtia even on Yom Kippur, and applies the principle of sicha kishtia, which the Gemara uses as relates to truma. He applied it to all machlos asuras midrabanan, and he would insist on using kosher soap. So, according to the Beis Halevi, I mean, again, I don't exactly understand why, because often there are so many ingredients, lye and other things put in it, it'd be nifsa machila. But by basar b'cholov, if the lye came in afterwards, it wouldn't make a difference, ir bo dov amar, because it's shalok derech achila, you'd be chayav in basar b'cholov as well. So by basar b'cholov, there may be a unique reason.